Another edition of the Journey of Hope with Rodney Mathers. This show is a weekly podcast dedicated to helping ex-offenders and the people who love us. On the program this week is author Donna Headley. She's got a new book that details how to achieve happiness, and we're going to be speaking with her. We're also going to check in with ex-felon girl Kayla on the issues of police harassment and dealing with your parole or probation officer. All that's coming up right after this on the Journey of Hope. Hey there, you know, the purpose of this show is to help ex-offenders and the people who love us, and in the next few weeks we have a couple of authors coming up, and an inventor even, that that have targeted their information towards you and me and the people that love us. And coming up soon on the show is author Jay Forty. Inventor Jim Pomponi is going to be here in a couple of weeks, and then we're going to have author Mike Koloff. Remember, all of these shows are targeted for you and me and the people who love us, so you want to be sure and check them out right here on the Journey of Hope. Welcome back. I have on the phone with me Donna Headley. Donna is has a background in information technology. She's an author, a speaker, and the creative director of Sassy Sunflower Books. And Donna has written a book called Strategies for Happiness and How to Achieve Your Happiness Potential. Donna, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much. How about yourself?
I'm just doing great. Listen, the first thing I want to ask you is, how did you go from, you know, this information technology and teaching people about software to what it is you're doing now? How did that happen?
Well, it happened more out of an opportunity to do a project to help myself. I was at the time I conceived my book, I was a programmer. And I was not very happy. I liked the work, but I just didn't like myself. I didn't like the circumstances I was in at the time, and had some issues with people, and a loved one was dying, and all sorts of things were going on. And I said, you know, I want to do something to snap out of it. I'm not happy. I know that writing is therapeutic, so I thought, I'm going to start writing down my ideas and my thoughts, and I'm going to start researching and seeing if I can find some practical, easy things that I can do to incorporate in my life to make my life better. Mm-hmm. And so I started researching and talking to people, getting ideas, and came up with a number of techniques, if you will, that really helped to snap me out of where I was at that time. And by writing them down, it was therapeutic. And then I thought, you know, I can use this now. I can share this with other people if they want. Mm-hmm. I'm not out to fix people. I'm just out to share my experience, and they can take with it what they will.
Well, I think what you're doing is very effective. And I think it's very apropos for the audience that you're speaking to today. You know, a lot of the people that listen to the program battle with things like depression and to just feeling good about themselves, issues of self-esteem. And so the next thing I want to ask you is, give me a good definition of what happiness is. What is happiness?
Well, to me, happiness comes down to one simple word, and that is freedom. And the times that I have really understood myself to be very happy was when I was very free. Free from any kind of sense of shame or guilt or need to prove myself or fear of what other people might think or being wallowing inside of a feeling of being a victim of the world. Of when I'm free, I have a feeling of control, of a feeling of empowerment that I am doing wonderful things and I'm moving forward and really living my life to the fullest. And so that's freedom is the word for me for happiness. It's just being free of all those things that that hold you down and make life miserable.
Okay. Well, you know that this audience and me included, we do have some very serious things in our past that we are ashamed of. How can we put that behind us so that we can achieve this happiness?
One of the key things for anybody, no matter what they have done or maybe even not done, is to, first of all, to learn forgiveness. The forgiveness, I think, is so important and so key. And that means forgiving the people in your life that have hurt you or pulled you down or done things which have made you bitter or angry. But even more so, it's forgiving yourself. I think that is really key. Just looking and saying to yourself that no matter what has happened, whatever your behavior has been, to really understand and appreciate the wonder of who we are. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we think that we have to be perfect in order to be worthy, and that has nothing to do with it. It's just learning to really appreciate who we are. And appreciation is the other angle of it, too. Appreciation or gratitude. Really learning to love who we are, appreciate ourselves, love and appreciate where we are at. I mean, with even people who are having a lot of different struggles, they can still look around and find things in their life to just really appreciate and really enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So appreciation and forgiveness are two key things.
Well, I noticed that one of the longest chapters in your book deals with this idea of forgiveness. And, you know, just like we would like for people to forgive us for what we've done. I guess we should work on forgiving others as well. Very excellent point. And I really like this idea of happiness being freedom. But you mentioned also that people make choices so often that don't include reaching their full potential, so they're not able to ever achieve this idea of total happiness. What, Donna, I hate to put you on the spot. Why would you say that people do that? Why do people make the choices not to achieve their full potential?
Probably because they either do not feel that they are worthy to do that. They don't feel that they have worth in order to have any kind of happiness. Maybe because of things that they think they perceive that they've done wrong or whatever, or they've been taught to think that way. But I think also is that they just don't know. They really don't realize that they have that opportunity. Awareness, I think, is key. To be aware of the fact that you have opportunity to make choices and to make changes. And the people get so caught up in this idea that this is the way that they are. They were born like this. Maybe they've been taught to think this way, whatever their particular story is. Mm-hmm. I am not worthy, I'm stupid, I'm ugly, whatever it happens to be. They're taught that, and they're so caught up in that vision that they've been taught and that they have agreed to, they have accepted, that they don't see any opportunity for making a change.
And that's I hate to interrupt you, Donna, but that's where I think your book is so good for the listeners of this show, is so that they can understand that. And I also wanted to ask you, this may sound like a silly question, but somebody might be listening saying, well, this is, you know, being happy, blah, blah. What does being happy, a happy individual, what does that do for us personally?
And I sometimes use that word. I try to be careful with it because it can have that connotation of surfaceness or not too much depth to it. And I think it can be very deep. Another word besides happiness would be fulfilled or empowerment. So when you're in that state of freedom or empowerment or whatever, you are more productive. You are more able to make something of your life, whatever it happens to be. And I don't think you have to be rich or famous or you know, move mountains or whatever. But just to, if you're just an ordinary average person, but you have that sense of centeredness, that sense of empowerment and radical humility. You're not any better than anybody else, but you're not any worse than anybody else. You are just who you are. That celebration of the magnificence of who you are and the magnificence of your own imperfection. It is, when you're in that state, you are so much more powerful and able to really contribute to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so by developing that happiness, you're not only giving yourself that opportunity to enjoy your life, which I think is what we're here for anyways, but you're also helping others to enjoy their life as well. If you're miserable, if you're down and depressed, well, who wants to be around you? Who wants to work with you? How can you really communicate and empower other people when you're miserable? Mm-hmm. So I think that it's a very worthwhile goal to develop that sense of freedom in our lives, because then we can fully enjoy our lives as well as help others to enjoy their lives as well.
Well, Donna, I hesitated on asking you that question. I went ahead and threw it in there because I do believe that there are people who listen to the show that are just, they feel like that they're stuck, you know, because of their circumstances, and they're never going to achieve any happiness, if you want to put it that way, or achieve full potential, what they could have been. And I think the way that you answered that question is that that's nonsense, that it's still available for people who listen to this show. And I think you did an excellent job answering the question. Okay, tell me what the three A's are of happiness. What's that all about?
Three A's: your awareness, your attitude, and your actions. You have to find whatever it is that's going to work for you, whether that means reading books on the subject, mm-hmm. or taking courses that can help you to develop a better attitude and to open up your awareness as to what direction you can take. So if you don't take the action, then nothing much is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So those are those three A's that I talk about.
Excellent. And listen, I want to really encourage people to take a look at Donna's websites. And I want y'all to check this book out. I think this is excellent reading for those of you that listen to the show. And before I let you go, though, Donna, I want to switch gears here just a little bit. You're the creative director for something called Sassy Sunflower Books. And I think that you can help somebody with the whole production end of getting a book out. There might be some people listening that are interested in doing something like that. How would you go about helping somebody like that?
With Sassy Sunflower Books, it's a publishing company, so uh-huh. Some books that people can submit their book to me, and if I choose to, I can go ahead and I can help with getting it out and published. I also have I can also send them a link to a blog that I put together, which has some tips and ideas as to how people can go about publishing a book. When I did my book, when I published it, I was trying to think of what angles I, what I needed to do in order to get it out there. Mm-hmm. And so I did a lot of research, and I came up with the idea of starting my own company to help to facilitate the promotion of it. But then I said, well, I can help other people as well. But some people still want to just do it on their own. I couldn't send you the link for my blog, which has got some tips on there as well. Mm-hmm. So either way, I can give some pointers to help people out. On my website as well, I have some information as well.
How do people get in touch with you, and how do they get a hold of your book?
You can. My book is available on Amazon. You can also go to, I have a website that just talks about the book. It's called S4H, the book. So S and the number 4, mm-hmm. H, standing for Strategies for Happiness, okay. S4HTheBook.com. And on there is a link that will take you right to Amazon in order to purchase it.
Donna Headley, the book is called Strategies for Happiness and How to Achieve Your Happiness Potential. Listen, I highly recommend this book. I think you guys should go and gals should go out there and find this thing and take a look at it. This is excellent information for ex-offenders. We're going to be right back after this. My name is Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. Those cards and letters coming right on in. We really enjoy getting email from you, so you can do that at mathersrodney@yahoo.com, mathersrodney@yahoo.com. We're going to be right back with ex-felon girl Kayla right after this. We're glad you could be with us today. We have on the phone with us one of our best friends of the show. We have Kayla. You may know her as the ex-felon girl. She has a wonderful blog, and she's also on Twitter. You can follow her there, and on Facebook, it's ex-felon girl. Kayla, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, listen, I heard you've been through the ringer lately. You want to tell us a little bit about what's going on in your life? I think our listening audience would be interested in what's going on with you right now.
Lately, I've been having a lot of issues with my county's police department and a lot of harassment issues from them. It seems for the past 2 years, every time I'm pulled over for even just the minorest thing or just suspicion, I am told that I am driving under suspension. When I take this case to the DMV, the DMV tells me differently. So it's a battle between the DMV and my county saying one thing and another, and me constantly being put in jail for the night. Yeah.
Well, let me interrupt you right there. We believe that when you and I were just talking before we started the interview, that the reason this harassment continues is because you have a felony on your record, and when the police pull you over for whatever minor infraction, I think you said something about a seatbelt infraction. You believe, and I believe this too, that it puts them into harassment mode, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And that's why you have decided to take these steps with the county. Tell us exactly what it is you're doing with the county right now.
Right now, I am suing them. It could take anywhere from a year to possibly 5 years, but at this point I don't care as long as I get the message out. I am working with a lawyer pro bono because I am not the first one that has come forward. So this is fresh, so this is my first time ever doing this. So I don't have too much information, but it is in process.
Now, when they pulled you over, they didn't give you a ticket. They took you to jail, right?
Yes, that's right. When they had the option, that's the main thing.
Right.
They had the option for a seatbelt ticket to take me in or not, and they chose to do so.
So, you know, my guess would be that anybody with a felony record that gets pulled over for a minor infraction, when the police write a ticket, like a speeding ticket, that's a courtesy that they're extending to you. They can take you to jail. If you have a felony, from what Kayla is telling us, is they might exercise that option to take you to jail. So I guess the lesson there is to be sure you have your business taken care of, wouldn't you say, Kayla, so that if they do pull you over, you don't want to give them a reason to mess with you, right?
That's right. Yep. Your P's and Q's at all times.
Now, we've had you on the show before, and I really like your blog, and I can tell that you're absolutely on fire for helping ex-offenders, and you're very dedicated to doing that. And let me just ask you real quick, how are you feeling? How are your arms? You doing okay?
They hurt. I've actually just started going back to work last week, and I do minor things, but they hurt.
Do you still have cast on them and all that?
I have a sling on one and a cast on another now.
Oh, my gosh. Well, for those of you that don't know, Kayla was going to be on the show one time, and she didn't call in. And I was like, well, what happened? And it turned out that she had been in a car accident, and she broke, I think, her left arm and her right wrist, or maybe vice versa, something like that, huh, Kayla?
Vice versa, yeah.
Okay. And so you've been recovering from that. So you've just been through the ringer lately. And on top of all this, you're ending your period of probation. And here's another topic that I think our listeners will very much be able to relate to. Tell us a little bit about your interaction with your probation officer as you're coming. Is it probation or parole?
It's probation.
Okay. So when you finish this period, as you approach the end of it, you're running into some difficulties in dealing with your probation officer. And this is something that comes up from time to time on the show. Tell us about that, Kayla.
My main issue, when I wasn't employed for about 3 months, I asked my probation officer for assistance, which is part of their job description. She constantly turned me down and told me she did not have the time to help me find employment because I was not one of her major cases, because I only saw her every quarter of the year, which is only 4 times a year, so I wasn't a priority. I told her, which I do speak my mind, I told her that was incorrect. I am her case. She needs to help me. She didn't like me like that so much and decided to give me a very hard time. She has been hounding me for, like, fees and, you know, threatening to keep me on longer because apparently I can't hold my tongue and things like that, which are very inappropriate and have nothing to do with probation and why I'm on probation.
Now, what... And here's the point I'm trying to get to with your difficulties with your probation officer. We always want to let rational heads prevail. So given your situation, other people who are in that same situation right now, what advice, Kayla, do you have for them?
My advice is to know, and I have it on my blog, what the description is, the job description is of your probation or parole officer. They are supposed to help you find gainful employment, housing, resources for addiction or counseling of any kind. And if they deny you those benefits or deny you the assistance in finding these benefits, then they are not doing their job.
Okay. And is it your recommendation to be confrontational with them?
Confrontational in a very positive and respectful and professional way, mm-hmm. yes. But sometimes, regardless of how nice and professional you talk to someone or, you know, speak your mind to someone, they still find it as a threat, mm-hmm. especially a probation officer. I think some of them feel that, you know, that you are beneath them and that, mm-hmm. you know, you are to listen to them, when it's kind of really the other way around.
Mm-hmm. I think there might be two schools of thought about how to handle that. In my situation, I was on parole and I was on an ankle bracelet, and I was scared to death of those people. I mean, if they told me to jump, I'd said how high, you know.
Right.
And that's kind of how I handled, but my situation was much more sensitive. I mean, they could send me back at the drop of a hat during my parole. Mm-hmm. The kind of parole that I was on, very few people have a successful parole and are able to finish the parole period. And I'm very thankful that I was able to do that. But I also had a parole officer that was a very kind woman who, by the way, I stay in touch with to this day. And I don't think all of us are going to be that fortunate, are we, Kayla?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're all going to be that fortunate, no. But so you've got some information on your blog about addressing what their job description is and the kinds of things that they should be doing. And we want to encourage people to you know, keep the rational mind, though, as they're dealing with their probation and their parole officers. Everybody, this is Kayla. You can find her under Ex-Felon Girl. As a matter of fact, if you do a Google search for Ex-Felon Girl like I did tonight, she's number one on the Google list. And you can read her blog and you can follow her on Facebook and on Twitter. Kayla, thank you so much for being here again, and we're going to have you back soon, okay, to give us an update, all right?
Sure, thank you for your time.
My name's Rodney Mathers. We'll be right back after this on The Journey of Hope.
I must go alone. I must take the baby steps till I'm full grown, full grown. Fairy tales don't know. Seek the dark ahead if I stay.
That's all we have time for this week. I want to thank my special guest, Donna Headley, and ex-felon girl, Kayla. And I want to remind you something. If God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on The Journey of Hope.